We had a different concert every night. And they used to, people already ringing up saying, "Why don't you get a change, Mr. Payne?" I said, "What do you want, Lockhart's Elephants or something like that, you know?" And Mr. Thomas wouldn't stand for more than an hour broadcasting in the evening at first. I said, "But we'll have to have more, Mr. Thomas." He said, "No, I can't get my transmitter. It'll have to be got ready." And he wouldn't do more than an hour. I wasn't allowed to order him. I was BBC. He was Marconi. Marconi built that transmitter to the order of the British Broadcasting Company, who were not yet formed. And therefore, I claim it was the first BBC transmitter, and no one can dispute that. And when Mr. Reith came up about 3 weeks after for this interview, he said to me, "Mr. Payne, when we're going to the station," he says, "what are you doing for money?" I said, "Well, I'm paying out of the Payne and Hornsby banking account my own. And I claim that I'm the only individual that ever kept a broadcasting station running out of his own pocket. And that is the truth. I did the announcing from the very first."